with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 28th of February, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello, good to be back. Is it working, my speaking across and up and down?
I don't know. We're going to find out any minute when everybody goes, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
It doesn't sound too good, does it?
No.
Not in here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Shall I turn the headphones up? That'd be better, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I sound like I'm really echoey now.
Yeah,
yeah, you are.
Yeah. No. I'd get nearer that if
get
I were you.
And a bit more pointy towards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right, okay. I still sound very echoey.
Yeah.
It's much better over there.
Anyway, we've got a packed show for you today. We're really looking forward to it. We've got some great guests to share with you and some great information. But as always, we want to hear from you, the people out there in Southeast England, in the business world. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233-220035. That's Ashford, 01233-220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BeBunker. We have, in fact, had exactly 1,953,763,002 tweets so far.
I'm sure we've had another 10 since you counted
those. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem with having so many. By the time you've counted them, you have to start again because there's another few billion come in. So we'll read one or two of them anyway. And I just want to say, a happy birthday to two associates from Athelbray Training.
Athelbray, how many times do I have to tell
Listen,
you?
Listen, I study Anglo-Saxon. It's Athelbray, mate.
But they named the company.
All right, Athelbray. What are they, Cockneys or what? Athelbray. Is that it? Anyway. I just want to say a happy birthday. I don't know how this happened, how they both got birthdays on the same day, but to David and Mandy Athelbray.
Athelbray. My mic sounds horrible.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind. We'll carry on. We'll carry on.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Cool. Good stuff. So happy birthday to them, to the folks at Athelbray. I'll tell you what, Joe, do you want to need an email?
Mm-hmm. It's on Thursday the 23rd of March from 7 till 10:30 at the Ashford International Hotel. It's an awards evening for HR professionals. Kent CRPD are putting on a fabulous evening starting with a drinks reception. That sounds a little bit better, but still echoey, but better. There'll be a delicious three-course meal with wine, a short talk by Andy Lancaster, Head of Learning and Development Content at CIPD, and then the HR Awards. And they're awarding HR Team of the Year, HR Leader of the Year, HR Rising Star, Innovation in Recruitment, Excellence in L&D, L&D Professional of the Year, Consultancy of the Year, Student of the Year, Employee Engagement Initiative Award, and HR Professional of the Year. And if you want to get involved, you can contact the Kent branch of the CIPD where you can get tickets for the event.
Cool. That sounds better now.
It does. Much better.
Mm.
So now I'm thinking I need to be further away because it sounds quite loud.
Now you're shouting now. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Cool. I've had a tweet from guess who?
Fiona?
Athelbray.
Oh, Athelbray.
Obviously.
So saying thank you, Joe, probably.
Yeah. They say, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Joe, please, because we have a shout-out. It's Mental Health Awareness for Managers at Brands Hatch Place. It's a three-hour workshop packed with help, advice and support, and it's taking place on the 29th of March. So that's a Mental Health Awareness for Managers course at Brands Hatch Place on the 29th of March. If you'd like to find out more about it or book your place on the course, you can follow them on the Twitter, Athelbray, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, L-T-D. Athelbray Limited is their Twitter handle. No matter how you say it, it's still their Twitter handle.
Amanda Flanders said it sounded like I was in the toilet. I wasn't.
She was.
I know I do go to the toilets a lot. I wasn't actually doing the show from it. But you're right, it still sounds a bit like that.
Brought to you from a bog near us.
I'm about to have a shower. No, actually, I might have a bath. It's much more relaxing.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Cool. What you got, Jo?
I've got another email. IOSH leading safely. One day, £145 plus VAT. As a senior executive, your time is precious. That's why the Leading Safely course has been designed in conjunction with business leaders to cover only what you need in as short a time as possible. So Leading Safely is a course aimed at anyone with leadership responsibilities, CEOs, MDs, senior management directors and executives in a wide range of companies, large, small or any sector. You can book now for Maidstone on the 15th of March, London on the 12th of April, Maidstone on the 5th of May, and London.
Is that maybe on the 5th of May, maybe?
Yeah, no, I think it is.
And it may be in Maidstone in May.
On the 6th of June in London. And if you're looking for an in-house course, they do that too. So for more information, go to email info@ukhsetraining.co.uk.
Fantastic. We had a tweet from the lovely folks at Tenterton Twilight, the people that clean the toilets. And they say, Vanilla Webb, Joe, Business Bunker, wishing you lots of sunshine. Thank you. That's nice, isn't it?
And you've had a reply from the Great House about your tweet saying that you've been to all their pubs. I just looked at their picture and they look like a very lovely pizza, which I can't obviously eat, but it looked really nice.
I have been to all their pubs, actually. Yes. Nice. So my eldest son had his wedding reception at the Great House.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very lovely. So should I talk about Dandelion Time? Friday the 10th of March, 9 till 3, Marmalade Workshop with Paula George in East Farley. Make your own marmalade to take home. That sounds fun. Lunch and marmalade ingredients included, £50 per person. To book, email fundraising@dandeliontime.org.uk. And on the 13th of May from 12 till 3 at Elmscroft in West Farley, there's a family day with lots of activities, crafts and stalls along with BBQ. Oh, I've done a show already today and it's too much, obviously. I must change my plans. Along with barbecue.
I'll tell you what, try doing it from the toilet. It worked better then.
Along with barbecue. It's because I was reading barbecue and BBQ all at the same time. It went a bit wrong. And tea rooms. We look forward to welcoming you all. A free admission and easy parking. That's the 13th of May at Elmscroft in West Farley.
Fantastic. I had a tweet from Jacqueline Offen of JJ Systems who says, how about a big Business Bunker shout out for JJ Systems on the Business Bunker show? And say hello, please, Biz Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
And I could do a shout out for Fiona, who I was on the People platform with, because she did tweet yesterday in advance, very organised, as she always is,
she did.
To ask us to give her a shout out and talk about HR and lovely things like that, for all things people in business.
Fantastic. Faversham Rewards on the Twitter, Meet the Buyer. The latest Faversham Meet the Buyer event still has a couple of places available. We actually do have an email about it, which I'm going to read later, which has more details on the website and all the rest of it. But if you want to know now, you can follow them straight back on the Twitter. That's Faversham Reward is their Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to make you aware of a special upcoming event being held at Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce in Ashford on the 7th of April from 8:30 till 2. Come along for free and enjoy a morning of networking and seminar discussions on topics including stress in the workplace, mental health, occupational health and the Healthy Business Awards. See, I thought this is what you just read out because I had an email about this the other day, but clearly it's just on a theme. And it'll be followed by two informative workshops about health and well-being in the workplace, as well as a talk delivered by a national speaker. It said on that email it's a national speaker, and I thought, ooh, who's that then? Obviously, they've not found anyone to do that yet. I speak sometimes nationally. I could come and talk about wellbeing. I don't know who that is, but it sounds exciting. Tea, coffee and a buffet lunch will be provided. Spaces are limited, so you need to go and book your place. If you go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk events, you can find the Kent and Medway Health and Wellbeing event.
Fantastic. How about this? If you want free, simple advice about your finances, you can book a free, impartial money advice session with my money expert to discuss all your financial matters in the strictest confidence. You can talk about budgeting for the long or short term, retirement planning, state benefits and tax, saving and borrowing, mortgages, redundancy, insurance and protection. There's going to be no selling, no jargon. They're not trying to get you as a customer. They're just offering free advice in a workshop setting, and it's taking place at Fruitworks, which is 77 Stour Street, Canterbury. It's the community workspace over there in Canterbury. And it's happening on the 2nd of March from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rock up, speak to the guys there from My Money. It's Jack Neal is the guy that's running it. You can follow him on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Jack0, that's the number 0, Neal, N-E-A-L-E. Jack0 Neal is his Twitter handle. And you can find out more about it. or you can go to the website fruitworks.co/events. That's fruitworks.co/events, and you can find out all about that event on the 2nd of March, which is a workshop with free advice on financial stuff.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Can I read this tweet from Venom Research? I like to challenge
Steve,
myself.
Dr. Steve.
Yes, apparently a venom of the day is the golden orb weaver spider. And in brackets it says, Nephilia inurata.
In your where?
Madagascarensis.
That could be painful, couldn't it?
Madagascarensis. So it's a Nephilia inurata madagascarensis.
That is
That's pretty
That is really well done. And what is it?
And it's good for neuroscience, apparently.
Yeah, no, but what is it?
It's a golden orb weaver spider, of course. I just
told
you that already.
Spider, sorry.
It's a spider, yeah, it's a spider. But yeah. It says it's good for neuroscience. So what I'd like to know is, why is it good for neuroscience?
Come on, Dr. Steve.
Tweet us.
Come on, Dr. Steve.
Remember
let us know.
Tweet me as well, because then I see it quicker.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Good. Right, okay. Easy share trading. They say Vanillaware Business Bunker. Learn to invest in stocks and shares at Easy Share UK. That's their Twitter handle. Or on their website, easyshare trading.co.uk. And they say a shout out would be much greatly appreciated.
Oh, I like that. Much greatly appreciated. That's a nice little phrase, isn't
so
it?
So consider yourself much greatly shouted out.
We had Anya on the show when I was last here, and she's done a tweet with a picture with a little phrase, which I thought, not phrase, that's not the right word, but anyway, a little motivational thing to share, so I thought I'd share it.
An aphorism,
is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Aphorism.
You've got it. I don't know what it says,
do
I?
What's an aphorism? I have to look. That's
what you're about to read.
Okay. So it says, an arrow can only be shot by pulling it backward. So when life is dragging you back with difficulties, it means it's going to launch you into something great. So just focus and keep aiming.
That's an aphorism.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up aphorism now while you're doing your next thing.
It seems like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. They're just little, you know, aphorisms.
Okay. It's a terse saying expressing a general truth, principle, or astute observation, and spoken or written in a laconic and memorable form. There you go.
It's an aphorism.
We're full of it here, aren't we?
I like it when a plan comes together.
It's because the internet was quick enough to find that.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Andrew Knott, who's FSB membership coordinator. And he says, Vanilla Web, FSB members, would you like to earn 30 quid?
Well, of course.
By recommending a new member. So if you want to do that, if you want to earn a few 30 quid by recommending a new member, you can. And the best thing to do is to follow Andrew on the Twitter. And his Twitter handle is aknot20. That's AKNOTT20. AKNOT20. Give him a follow. Earn some loot.
Lovely. So we've had something from the first aid team saying that they run regular open or public first aid courses in Maidstone and that the next course dates are coming up. You can find their full course diary or book an open course online on their website, which is thefirstaidteam.co.uk. So they do first aid at work, which is 3 days on the 27th, 28th and 29th of March, £200 per person plus VAT, and a dedicated course at your premises for up to 12 people costs only £1,100 plus VAT. So I can't divide that by 12 quickly to work out what that is per person, but it's probably cheaper than doing it on an open version. Mm-hmm. You can do an annual skills update for 3 hours on the 7th of April. That's £35 per person plus VAT. And a dedicated course of the same type for 12 people is £175 plus VAT. And they do open courses in Canterbury, Hastings, Orpington and Tunbridge Wells. And they do say to note that their open course prices will be going up on the 1st of April. But if you book by the 31st of March, you'll still get the current price. So if you go to their website, thefirstaidteam.co.uk, you can find out more.
Fantastic. Thank you. Throughout 2017, we will be bringing you 4 amazing storytelling sessions told by business professionals who have some interesting experiences to share. It's not about pitching products. It's a time to hear about personal experiences of fellow business women and men. The stories might be amusing, they may be challenging, they may be inspirational, or perhaps even a little sad, but they'd definitely be worth hearing. Do come along and support our storytellers. Maybe they'll inspire you to tell your story at a future Business Diaries event. The next event is on Thursday, the 23rd of March. It's at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's at the Innovation Centre Medway, which is in Maidstone Road, Chatham. You can follow them on the Twitter at Biz Diaries, B-I-Z Diaries, all one word. Or you can book your place on the storytelling for the one in March at eventbrite.co.uk/The Business Diaries Storytelling. So do have a look for that, or follow them on the Twitter at Biz Diaries. And I happen to know that they've got three or four of these running during the course of 2017, because I'm telling a story at the second one in June. And we'll let you know when and where that is nearer the time. I think we do one more and then some cheesy tunage. What do you reckon?
Good plan. So the Kenwood Trust are finalists in Kent Charity Awards. They're very excited to share the news that the Kenwood Trust has made it through to the finals of the Kent Charity Awards in the care category. The aim of the awards is to showcase the hard work and perseverance that charities and voluntary groups undertake to make the lives of others better. So they were recently advised that their application that was submitted in October was successful, and they welcomed the judges to Yalding for a visit on the 24th of January. And they'll be attending the awards dinner in Maidstone on the 16th of March, where the winners will be announced. So keep your fingers crossed. David Philpott, Chief Executive at Kenwood Trust, said, "For nearly 50 years, the Kenwood Trust has been providing residential rehabilitation services from our projects across the county, as well as innovative education programmes in schools, and more recently, befriending service in prisons. To have this kind of work, which is often seen as unglamorous when compared with other charities, recognised by this nomination, sends a very positive message to our many staff who work tirelessly in very challenging situations day in and day out. We're grateful to the award organisers for making it possible for us to showcase our services in this way. If you'd like to find out more about the Kenwood Trust and the life-saving work that they provide, please visit their website, which is Kenwood, K-E-N-W-A-R-D, kenwoodtrust.org.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Cool.
Your voice changed a bit then.
It did, didn't it? Yeah, did you like that?
You slipped really quickly into it from you.
Did
to
you
them.
Like that? I've got some chinny chooses. I've got some chinny chooses. Or some chinny cheeses. Or some cheesy chinny. What do you
drink.
Reckon?
Yes, that's the plan.
There's not even that excuse, really, is there? Mind you, I am borrowing someone's teeth.
Swear you said tuna, tunage.
You are.
Swear that you said.
Tuna tunage. Yes, that's fishy. Yeah.
Tuna tunage. It's funny you should say that, Natasha, because guess what?
Oh my God, it's my favourite song in the world.
There you go.
This is my song. This is my life.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thank you.
grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 28th of February, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Yes, still in the toilet.
Still in the toilet. No, you sound better now.
Yes.
I think we may have sorted ourselves out a little bit here. But anyway.
I did just go in the toilet and shout.
I don't need to know that, thank you. I really don't need to know that. Do you know what? If you're going to start on bodily functions, I'm going to give away a secret.
About who?
You.
That is such a worried face.
Okay. You mean about last week?
About last week.
No.
Do you want to do it or shall I?
No, don't.
No, shall I not?
No.
How much is it worth?
No, I was very professional. You can't tell.
Okay.
We're waiting in anticipation here.
I shall keep that in reserve. Should there be any more lip aimed in my direction, that is going to come out in public.
Yeah, okay, I might behave myself today then.
Not talking about such things, the lovely Amanda has sent me this. Amanda Flanders.
Yes, Flanders. Amanda.
Flanders.
Amanda.
Amanda Flanders has sent me this. Do you like wine? She says, would you like to learn more about wine than you drink? Or would you like to learn more about wine that you drink? After the success of the Discover the Vine launch party in February, I'd like to invite you to the first of our wine tasting workshops, Introduction to Wine Tasting, Popular Wine Varieties, on Tuesday the 28th of March from 7:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. at the George Inn, and that's in Leeds, near Maidstone, by Leeds Castle there. You'll be greeted on arrival with a delicious glass of sparkling wine, and a chance to get to know everybody in a relaxed, informal environment. During the wine tasting, you'll sample at least 6 different wines from around the world, focusing on the most popular wine varieties, such as Chardonnay and Merlot. Then you will be caught up in a wonderful world of wine as you discover different flavours and facts to help you enjoy and fully appreciate it. The Introduction to Wine Tasting Workshop aims to give you the tools to discover which style of wine you like and why, then give you the knowledge and confidence to open up your taste buds to new experiences. For more information and to book your visit, if you go to our website, which is www.discoverthevine.co.uk. Discoverthevine.co.uk. There you go.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. I think it did have in moderation in there somewhere, didn't it?
Didn't read that.
Drinking bit. Wine in moderation.
Didn't read that, but I was too busy thinking about. I hope they don't. Hope Jules doesn't find out because they'll run out of wine, won't they? They won't have enough there. She went to a wine tasting at Squarries the other day for breakfast. Yeah. Yeah. They only had 6 crates of sparkling wine, which wasn't even a normal breakfast for Jules, is it?
Oh, poor Jules. Just ignore him. So, the Swell Business Awards enter the 11th year of celebrating the best in the borough. On the 7th of March, the Swell Business Awards will begin accepting applications for entries into the 11th annual awards. After the success of last year's Swell Business Awards, which saw the highest amount of entries the awards have had in their history, the organisers are keen to make the 2017 awards even more successful and are encouraging businesses of all shapes and sizes to enter. Swale Means Business are sponsoring the Business Awards for the first time, acting as joint principal sponsor with Handelsbanken, who are sponsoring the awards for the 3rd year running. And they're joined by returning sponsors Enterprise Centres, George Webb Finn, Kent Messenger, Kent Science Park, Macnade Fine Foods, Peel Ports Medway, Shepherd Neame, Swale Borough Council, The Barnyard, the University of Greenwich and Thompson Nell on Passmore, as well as first-time sponsors Checkmate and CS1 Design. So as part of that launch, they're hosting an event from 5 till 7 at the Guildhall in Queenborough, And the event will give attendees a chance to network with other local Swirl businesses, as well as meet with the judges and previous winners and find out how to make their applications stand out. If you'd like to attend the free event, please email awards@swalebusinessawards.co.uk. And you can also find out more about the awards by going to the website, swalebusinessawards.co.uk, or via post. Post? I didn't know we did post nowadays.
Post. Post. Who
it's
does
a bit retro,
post?
Isn't it?
Who does post?
Or via post from the 7th of March. The awards are open for entries until June the 30th this year.
Post.
I know, it was a bit like, oh.
Oh, isn't that quirky? I like that. Send me a letter. Answers on a postcard, please. I remember that. I've had a tweet from the Medway DA. DAA, that's the Dementia and Alzheimer's Association. And I say, Paul, please can we have a Business Bunker shout-out for our Dementia play on the 26th of April. That's a play as in drama. Dementia play. We're pleased to bring you Dementia play. Don't leave me now. It's in Medway, Rochester, and it's with Mitt Medway. I'm not sure who they are. I think they're a theatre company. You can find out all about it, though, by going to their website, which is dementiaaction.org.uk/events. So that's dementiaaction.org.uk/events and find out about the Medway DAA Dementia Play on the 26th of April. You can follow them on the Twitter at Medway DAA.
So we've had the sisters, the Organic Sisters, hashtag Organic Sisters.
Liz and Caroline.
A few pictures of themselves on Twitter today, so I thought we'd better mention them just to sort of stop them. So it sounds like you might be listening. Here's your shout out. And they say they can deliver from Riverford Organics your hashtag 10 a day, which has been in the news this week, hasn't it? Go and check them out.
I did a thing about that the other day.
Did you? What was that?
Well, did you see? So some expert, I love this, some expert came out and said, actually, we need 10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a link to a story on the BBC website. So I actually went to the BBC website and searched for it. And there were three stories all in a row. And the latest one said, expert now believes you need 10 a day. And the story below it says, expert now believes you need 7 a day. And the story below it said, expert doesn't believe any of this because you don't need any a day because it doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
Well, it's all made up anyway, isn't it?
And people want to be run by experts, for goodness sake.
Well, today I saw something saying that you have to reduce your consumption of eggs because of cholesterol. And that was debunked years ago. But
yeah.
Now apparently American physicians, heart physicians are saying...
Somebody found a report and thought they'd publish it because they had nothing to put on their blog.
It wasn't the Daily Mail, to be honest. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, blimey.
That says it all, really.
Cool.
There we go.
Anyway, do you know what? I think we'll talk to our first guest.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Good plan.
I think that's a plan, isn't it? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the very first time, onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Brian McDowell. Oh, you mustn't do that. Oh, that sends my technical man absolutely bonkers when you do that. Don't do that.
She's been watching too much of Let It Shine. Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Don't tap the table.
Should I go in the naughty corner?
Are you going to go in the naughty corner, Natasha? My technical man's gone, who just tapped the table? I told him not to do that.
I'm in the naughty corner now.
Yeah.
Next one's outside.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time Mr. Brian McDowell, who's a Kent County Councillor for the Herne Bay area, and the lovely, out of the naughty corner, Natasha Sutton from Split Second Events. Folks, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about the kind of things you've been up to? I know, Brian, you want to talk about a lot of the things that you've been doing over there in the Herne Bay area in terms of supporting businesses. And I also know that we want to talk a little bit about some of the charity work that we've got set up as well. So we'll cover all of that kind of stuff, but let's kind of start somewhere randomly and just talk about the kind of things that you're doing in terms of the business environment over there in Herne Bay.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me here, Paul. It's really to combine business with community.
Right.
We all know we're living in a financial crisis climate, and that has impacted hugely on council budgets. It's no underestimation to say they've been slashed, but there are a lot of community groups out there who still want funding for various projects, and it's those community groups that often keep a town going,
right,
taking it forward. Just to give you a quick example, you mentioned Dementia a little while ago. One of the things we funded, and KCC councillors are probably a little bit unusual here, in that they are given a member's grant, which they can spend on all manner of community projects. Currently, that's about 20k a year.
Right.
And believe me, the demand outstrips the supply. One thing we did, we were approached by Age UK. Could we fund a Singing with Dementia class?
Right, okay.
Or a series of classes?
Mm-hmm.
We were more than happy to do it. And I'd have to say, it really did bring a lump to your throat.
Right, yeah.
Sitting in that class with people who at one time were fully functioning adults and, and now they've got this terrible affliction.
Absolutely.
And that is the kind of thing we're looking to fund.
Mm.
Things with a social aim, but indirectly it can benefit your business by that business taking these projects forward.
Mm, absolutely. So is it true to say that what you're looking for, you as you say, you've got these community projects that are kind of happening and we're trying to build a community thing here, and what you're looking for are more businesses in the area to get involved with those kind of things?
Very, very much so, and it's definitely in their interests.
Mm.
If we take... Well, I'll talk about my my social media expert here in a minute.
Mm. Hello.
there's another case would be Sherry Newton, who runs a juice and smoothie bar on the pier at Herne Bay.
Little Pep. Yeah.
I love Little Pep.
Yeah.
She's good at getting publicity. She did.
She is a little bit good at getting publicity, especially when she turns up dressed as an orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you must have seen me dressed as a rabbit.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
We were on the front page of the news.
Dressed as a rabbit.
I was a rabbit and she was a strawberry. I was very hungry.
Right, okay.
It was a sad day.
Mm.
There's a one-woman business looking to promote healthy foods.
Mm.
But to attract attention, especially when you're based on somewhere like the pier, which is very subject to the weather, she's got a bike there, and on the front of the bike is a rack, and fixed to that rack is the equivalent of a kitchen blender.
Yeah.
And when she mounts the bike and pedals furiously, all the contents in the blender mix.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And it attracts attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does she want? She doesn't want to hire that bike. She wants to have her own bike.
Yeah.
And so she's approached us for funding. Okay. And that, in a little small way like that, that business in a few years' time will grow bigger.
As you probably know, here on the Business Bunker Show, we're really keen on localism and doing things locally because we think that has the biggest impact. If you try and impose things from on high, it kind of peters out as you go down. You need a groundswell from the ground up to make things really work. If you don't mind, I know there's lots of things that you want to talk about, and we're going to try and cover all of them. But a lot of people obviously listen to the show don't really know much about Herne Bay Pier. It might be worth just giving us a little bit of an overview of what's going on there. Because I tell people, because I know Sherry really well, and I tell people about that and about Chris Searle with his recording studio and his sweetie shop and all the rest of it. And you talk about it and people go, but it's on a pier. You know, how does that work? It's on a pier. So maybe just give us an overview about the pier at Herne Bay and how it works.
Would you like to cover that?
Oh, why not? We can join conversation here. So hi everyone. When I've been on the pier, when I first came here, because I've only been here 2 years in Kent, and you know, it is a marvel to see a Victorian town in Herne Bay capture a pier in such a way where it's still keeping and conforming to back in the day, but making sure that we can kind of revive and keep businesses, you know, in the here and now. And to meet all the businesses on the pier of all the different events and promo that I've done for them, you know, they're really unique. They're individuals.
There's a real mixture of different types of businesses, isn't there?
Oh, they're you. Yeah. I'm saying that in a nice way, by the way. Like,
yeah. there's some weird stuff going on in Herne Bay is what we're really saying here, folks.
No, I mean, genuinely, like... With Sherry, with the beer on the pier, with, you know, the trust, it would be great to see how the pier can actually develop where we can have events and bring more business onto the pier. But as it currently stands, it's, I think, 19 huts? It's 19 huts, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry if I got that wrong. And, you know, you can rent those out. You can put your business in that. And it creates kind of a footfall for people to come and see what you do. So, yeah. It's really
cool, isn't it? And people say to me, "Yeah, but how does it work? Because you only open in the summer." But they don't. They open all year round. You know, depending on what your business is, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's chilly.
They did. Oh, I see what you mean.
It's chilly. Oh, look at him. Food, straight away.
Exactly. Didn't know there was a chilly hut. I was off there straight away. I see what you mean.
Beer and chilli. Yeah, that'd be great.
But actually, they should have a chilli hut. Thinking about it.
Well, there we go. Yeah. Anyone out there that's got a chilli hut to match beer on the pier, then... Cool.
So, sorry to deflect you. I know you wanted to talk about other things, but I think it's important because things like that are unique and they make a real difference to things in a place like Herne Bay. And it is, you know, a lot of British seaside towns struggle these days to do things. So doing something innovative like that is a real, you know, kind of inspiration. So what are some of the other things you're involved in, Brian, locally?
Well, certainly one thing, before I give you one more example, the traditional image of a councillor might be a stuffy grey hair in a pinstripe suit telling you how to live your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And believe me, those people still do exist.
Oh, tell me about it.
However, through Natasha, I've got to know the world of social media a little bit better.
I've made him do things and he never thought he could do.
As you say, right, it's small individual projects with innovative, creative thinking that makes a difference.
Yeah.
So certainly one of the projects we're involved with is something called the Kinetic Coastal Trail. There's a local inventor called Jason Hollingsworth. He wants to create interactive sculptures which change with the wind, the tide, the air, or when someone approaches them. Seaside towns are littered with statues that rapidly outdate and people just walk past.
Yeah.
But these interactive sculptures, if he can get the money, and he needs quite a lot of money for this,
right,
will be placed along the North Kent coast, and they can provide all year round visitor attraction and get rid of this onus on relying on the summer season to make money.
It's a
long term thing, but it can come about.
If anyone wants to know more about the sculpture style, for those artsy-fartsy people like myself, Anthony Howe is huge. But those that don't know him, he was part of the Olympics and, you know, they're multi-million sculptures,
right,
thousands of pounds. So you can go on and you can have a look, kineticcoast.co.uk.
Kineticcoast.co.uk, do check that out. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a fabulous project. Do you know how much he needs to raise?
It's a really good question, actually. I can, if we can move on, I can get those details and send in my tweets.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot, though, I guess.
It is a lot. Last time, you know, we've got to start somewhere, and plus we've got to create awareness to people that aren't really into art to actually go, wow, do you know what? That's really cool. So, let me get those details up, and I can come back with you on that, Paul.
There's one thing you can say about art. About 20% of the kids that go through the education system don't really fit into that education system. There's no way are they academic, and art is one of the few places that they can express their individuality.
Absolutely.
Which is why we fund a lot of arts projects,
because
it opens up to those kind of people.
It's interesting you say that as well, Brian, because it's something I know a little bit about. And in fact, Howard Gardner, who was a professor of education at Harvard, he actually estimated it was 70% that don't fit in academic education. Which isn't surprising, because unless you want to be an academic, what do you need an academic education for? Controversial day.
Moving on,
says someone that left school when they were 14.
But it hasn't done you any harm, has it?
No. Actually, just being serious for a moment, people say to me, what makes you successful sometimes? And I say, I never went to school.
Yeah.
And therefore, I wasn't trained to think badly.
I agree with you.
Thinking a certain way, maybe.
It's life experience,
right, then.
Not always bad.
All right,
I definitely agree with that. I think life experience really is overruling. But it
isn't just that. The problem with school or education is there is only one way of doing it, and that doesn't suit everybody. So if you think, I hate this term, but if you think outside the box in any way, shape, or form, you're slapped down immediately and made to think inside the box, and that's the problem, and that's where you get the kind of non-solutions that you get. Okay, so cool. So there's loads of really good, interesting projects happening.
So the one reason for coming on here today is to say, please don't be afraid to approach your Kent County councillor with a project that you've got in mind. He may be able to fund it, he might not be able to fund it. But if you don't approach him, you won't know.
Or her, just to be clear.
Or her. I do beg your pardon. I'm getting carried away.
I like how he says him. Hello.
But it does come, sometimes these projects get very large. So like the air show that we funded for 2 years running in Herne Bay when the last flight of the Vulcan bomber came over.
Mm.
We gave a substantial amount of grant money to that, and that brought in 80,000 people on the day to Herne Bay. That's a lot of money.
I thought it was really clever how you crashed a plane into the bay just to raise awareness. So that was really brilliant, wasn't it?
Try our best.
Did you see that?
I was there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was doing the video. I was the other side. I was actually on the VIP bit. So looking at the main part, and then we didn't know what happened, and we had to remain, obviously, very calm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was
top placement. Speechless. That, yeah, that is real cool. PA, I just want you to plough this plane into the bay and make sure we get it all on video so that they all come back next year. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah. Can't say anything. I'm not Bay Promo.
No, but certainly the other thing is working with someone who is savvy with social media and PR. A councillor's workload means an awful lot of dry, boring documents have to be read through, and you do not get the chance really to meet people, to get out and about. And for that, you need social media, otherwise nobody knows what you're doing.
Yeah, sure.
And, you've been absolutely great.
You learnt about what a hashtag is. You were blown away that,
Still learning.
He's doing well, I have to give him that. The things I throw his way.
I mean, there are pros and cons of everything, aren't there? And if you follow social media very closely, there's loads of things happen. Loads of people say things that they shouldn't do. The thing to remember, we're going to talk to some guys about this kind of thing later as well, is once it's on social media, it's never going to go away, ever. It's there. And the first thing that people do, especially with politicians that come along and try to get elected for things, is they dig out all your tweets from years ago and there you go. I'll tell you something interesting as well. I was reading a story. Sorry to deflect away from this, but it's kind of in line with it. There was a company locally that were going to dismiss someone that had worked for them for quite a long time, and they were going to dismiss them for bullying. And as part of the case preparation, they started to review their personal social media. And when they started to review it, they found more and more outrageous things that he put about the company that he worked for, going back 5 years. They instantly dismissed him, and he took them to a tribunal, and the tribunal just said, absolutely not. You wrote this, and you can't write that. You cannot do that. You've libeled the company. You've done all kinds of things. And they found, which is really unusual for an employment tribunal, they found in favour of the employer. And the magistrates actually said, there is no time limit on things you say on social media. We will go back and look. Yeah, so interesting stuff. But the power of it, outside of those negative kind of things, the power of it is you've got an advertising medium that enables you to get to lots of people.
Definitely. And I remember the first time that, obviously, Brian, Nick and myself got together, we kind of had a chat over what needs to be done. And, I actually genuinely got to know each of them as individuals. We didn't talk about too much business, because that's what community wants to see. That although you're a councillor, there is politics involved in everything that we do. At the same time, I picked on the fact that Nick is really caring, kind, but he's also quite shy. So I have to kind of work on another level with him. But with Brian, he has two sides.
He's not shy at all.
He's not shy.
He's an exhibitionist.
He is shy, but give him something to do and just go do it.
Yeah.
And the best one that we did was, do you want to tell them about the... I took him into Canterbury. And we just had a funny moment of him... I gave him a pair of headphones, very similar to these, actually, and said, right, you want to attract the arts and the music? Let's put the headphones on. Come on then, let's go down the street. And just randomly, right there was all the kids. And they were like, oh my gosh, he's famous.
We went busking.
We basically got him, and he was dancing. And do you know what? Fair play. Because that's part of my job, to try and bring something out of someone. And, make everyone see there is not just a councillor. It is a person. And they have a fun side too. So, yeah.
Did my street cred a power of good?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're kind of running out of time in this segment. So, and I know there's some other important things that you want to talk about. And I don't want to miss talking about them because they are really important and there's lots of good things going on. So maybe you'd like to kind of dive into that, unless you've got anything else that you kind of really wanted to emphasise.
Well, I can say there's probably about three themes that we've focused on with this grant money.
Mm.
One is the arts.
Yeah.
One is mental health.
Yeah.
And the other is sports and exercise.
Right.
And there are plenty of people out there who want to take those three themes forward and develop businesses from them, which will eventually employ other people.
Sure.
And if that gets us away from an over-reliance on visitors in the summer season, then that's the way to go for coastal towns.
Absolutely. It's a perennial problem, isn't it, for seaside towns?
Absolutely.
Is that your main business is tourism. Tourism is very seasonal. You're also very dependent on lots of things, you know, like the value of the pound or whatever, you know. So at the moment it's okay, but we're in the middle of the winter, so having the pound valued lower at the moment is not much use to you. And, of course, it'll be Murphy's Law that by the time the summer comes around, the pound would have gone through the roof. So, absolutely. So it's about developing and diversifying in the economy in a local place like that, yeah.
And we've had one success which has come literally overnight. Patrick Ireland, who was born and bred in Herne Bay, an independent filmmaker, he made a film about an autistic teenager called One in a Million.
Right.
He'd just been shortlisted for Cannes.
Wow.
And, wow, good luck. Well done, Patrick. Mm. So that's another...
We're totally stoked. We found out the news about midnight last night. So
right.
That's all over my social media. But anyway, can we discuss
the made a film in Herne Bay.
Did you?
I did indeed.
Did you?
I didn't make the film. I financed the film.
Ooh.
It starred Jonathan Pryce.
Look at you guys.
Yeah. One Last Dance.
That was you.
Which is being shown next week or the week after.
Yeah, the premiere's next week at the Square Theatre.
Bay Guide.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And I'm going to be helping Bay Guide with some of the promos. So
fantastic.
See you there.
Yeah, good.
That's great.
I just thought I'd let you go now.
Well, we're having a good old chin wag. We might as well drop
the name. My little film producer, Bomb.
Jessica's going to love us.
So, tell us about what you were going to tell us about Headway.
We've been working really hard. It's been a year now, believe it or not. Give us a round of applause, everyone out there, that we've been working on this project. And Headway, which if you need the at symbol, is Headway East Kent. They're basically a brain injury charity association that dedicate the care and long-term support of people that with acquired brain injury within the community. I've had something health-wise that's happened to me, and if I knew they existed, I know that my recovery would be quicker than it was. So where I'm actually on this project is that we're doing a Casino Royale Awareness Day, and the amazing Clegg Architects, which are based at Canterbury, Harpingdon, and London, they've actually teamed up with us to create a 3D design, which we're hoping to give Canterbury Headway a new build. Because at the moment they're in a porter cabin, which is at the back of the NHS hospital. And the NHS, may I add, like for Canterbury, they're being fantastic. But as it stands, it's one of those situations where they can't provide, there's no money, and they're just working together to make the best of a situation. But
sure.
For us, you know, for me to see those members in there, and it's cold in winter time, if we can work as a team with all the businesses out there as well, spreading awareness, we're going to be able to actually help maybe 26 people have a better recovery from whatever brain injury or trauma that they've been through. There's basically, I reckon, about, from what I've got on facts and figures now, it's probably just over 1 million people in the UK that live with long-term effects of brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to have like a charity that actually supports them. And they're literally on our hands, really, with, you know, looking for funding. And they also need, you know, for social services, they rely on those too to kind of keep them going. So... this awareness event that's happening on the 18th of March is going to be just something for a bit of fun. Come and see what they do. And it's then from there, you know, you can play some casino games. You can see some of the artwork. And we will be setting up a crowdfunder page. So if you want to obviously get involved, but you can't be there, then that's something that we'll be doing. I think I've got to set that up today. So, yeah.
Okay. So let me make sure I understand this. Clegg's, who are a leading firm of architects, as you say.
Yeah, they are.
They've done the design of a building.
Yep.
So we have the architectural drawings, and I've actually got a copy here, and it looks fabulous. And what we're looking now is for somewhere to build this building.
Yep.
So we need a piece of land on which to build it, and we need to build it. And more importantly, we need the money to both acquire the land and build the building.
Exactly.
Is that about the short and the long of it?
It is. It could go on its present site, but a new site might be better.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, and do we know how much money we need to raise to achieve all of that?
I'm hoping Clegg is going to send a tweet through in a second.
Right.
with the
We've had a tweet from Headway, by the way. So, it's up on the screen at the moment.
Way to go, Headway. Yeah, you know, I'm helping as well. Headway, each organisation, some people are savvy, some people aren't. So when they approached me and they said, would you help with some of the social media and kind of give us a direction, how do we do it? I did do a whole day crash course, training course with them, and they were absolutely amazing. You know, their minds were blown over how important it is to have social media and to have marketing within any organisation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it now. You know, so many people still go, oh, no, that's all trolls. No, we're not going to do that.
Totally.
It's just a non-starter. It's free. And it's free advertising. How many more times can you tell people that? You know, and like anything, you know, people abuse it or make it rubbish. But, you know, there are ways of getting around that. You block them, you mute them, you don't get involved. When you're doing social media, the big thing is to separate your business from your personal stuff. Yeah, don't argue about religion, politics, or sport if you've got a business or a charity account. So you're raising money for all of this. You've got an event happening soon as well, I understand.
Yep, the event's happening 18th of March. Obviously, it's coming over soon. We've got a nice number of people that are coming, but, you know, we're always looking to make sure that we can pack it out if we can. Why not? And you can just literally email me. It's natasha@splitsecond.biz, and you'll be able to get your tickets.
Fantastic. So thank you for that. We will continue to let you know about that and to let you know about the events. Once you've got the fundraising page is up, you're going to let us know, and we will let people know about that. But thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. So for the moment, we're going to go to each of you first.
Ooh.
How can they find out more about you? So what's your website, Natasha, to start with?
Right, well, my website I'm reconstructing at the moment. So,
or your Facebook page or your Twitter handle.
I'm going to say my Facebook and my Twitter. Yeah. So Twitter is split and the digit 2, ND, so split second and then events. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's split second events, all lowercase, and you'll be able to find out not only about the show, because I have been doing some sharing and tweeting whilst we're on here. That's how important it is. but you know, you can also find me out what I do and how I do it, and currently tendering for new contracts if anyone's interested.
Fantastic. Oh, nice little plug there.
Yeah.
And Brian, you have a website?
We have www.councillorsofthebay.co.uk, and if you want to see a website that gets away from the stuffy image of councils and councillors, take a look at it.
That's the place. Well, you see, it did inspire me to play on the Dock of the Bay. Did you get it? Did you see where it came from? Did you see it?
I'll give you that.
Cheesy tunage,
And I'll tell you what, you've not only done that, you've managed to make that infectious laugh of Brian's.
Exactly. There you go.
Brilliant.
And just for completeness, if you'd love to follow Headway, and I'm sure you would, their Twitter handle is HeadwayC1. That's Headway Canterbury. HeadwayC1. So dig them and follow. Natasha, Brian, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you, Paul.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
But for the moment, thank you very much indeed. Joe, I think we've got a couple of minutes before the half-time break, so I think we'll do an email.
Okay, so we've got one about women work, which we had featured on the show when I was last on. It's on Friday the 10th of March at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. A full day of inspiration for women and the men who support them from all over Kent will be taking place. And the afternoon event is completely free and full of brilliant networking opportunities and workshops for women, mothers and daughters from every walk of life, giving you the opportunity to be bold, be you, and be heard. And then there's tickets for the evening event, which are £5, with all proceeds donated to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre. And they'll be showcasing inspiring stories from the front line of life. So you can go to assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk and find Women Work, or facebook.com/womenworkevents, or on Twitter, it's Women Work Events.
Fantastic, thank you. We've had a tweet from Justin Dean, who says, good afternoon, Vanilla Web. Have a great Business Bunker show today. And that's from myself and the team at Creative Motion, and their video creators. And you can follow both of them, Justin W. Dean or Creative Motion, are their Twitter handles. And I've also had a tweet from Danny at Samsey and Gas, the heating engineers. And he says, I've at last had a chance to listen live today. He's got no work. He's got no work. That's not good, is it?
It can't be true.
It can't be true because he's brilliant. He's a really brilliant heating engineer. He really is.
Paul, is it because he hasn't got his social media sorted and his PR?
No. He's very good on that. He's very good on that. Sorry. Yeah. No,
I'm having my light bulb moment.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It's on.
Danny's always really busy, really busy. But obviously, he's skived the day off today.
Well done, Danny. Yeah.
I'm disappointed for him that we've turned his excitement at having the one chance to listen to us live into sounding like he hasn't got enough work, which I'm sure he has, and he's found a reason to listen to us because he wants to. So
absolutely. Well,
so well done. Thanks for letting us know and ignore them.
Athelbrey.
Very good.
Paul. Have been on again as well, and they say we're enjoying the Business Bunker show, but it's a bit difficult because we've got landscapers at the moment cutting paving slabs outside. So can you shout, please?
That's a bit noisy. Now, Andrea, BC Coach on Twitter, says she's loved hearing about the help for businesses in Herne Bay and Headway UK. A great cause, would love to have known about this years ago. Wasn't Andrea who you said before we came on air that they should talk to? I can't remember.
No. I missed that. Andrea?
Andrea Barker.
Oh, Andrea Barker.
Yeah, she's saying she'd loved hearing about the story about Herne Bay and Headway and so on, and she was saying would love to have known about it years ago. You said at the beginning, before we came on, oh, have you spoken to so-and-so? You must speak to so-and-so. I thought it was her. Was that not her?
No. Oh, okay. I was saying to Laura about the community show. But you ought to speak to Andrea, because Andrea's very nice, and she's really worth speaking to.
Yes, she was very impressed with that story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's tweeted, so you can check her out on our Twitter.
Thanks.
I can confirm that Andrea is very nice to talk to. She wasn't the lady I was talking about earlier, but... But why not?
I thought you said Andrea somebody. Oh, well, never mind. Anyway. No.
I've also had a tweet from Lordine Learning, and I say, Vanilla Web, enjoying the show. Would be great if you could give a shout-out for my event in 4 weeks' time. And she's given me a website, which is lordinelearning.co.uk, and that's spelled L-O-R-D-E-N-E, Lordine, L-O-R-D-E-N-E, lordinelearning.co.uk, and find out about the event. And she sent me... a pretty picture, which is, it says, this is me. So do check it out.
He's flirting with you. I'd like to say hello to Helen Cox, who's tweeted from Helen C Marketing. She says she's just resigned from her corporate job in London to start her own marketing business.
Way to go.
She says she's very excited and scared. Welcome, Helen. It's Brill. Come and meet people. Come and get in the business, network in Kent. There's lots of people to meet.
Absolutely, there is. Loads of really interesting people.
And, of course, you're listening to the best show on the...
on the planet.
On the planet.
Let's not beat about the bush.
I was going to say on the topic of business in Kent, but, yeah, as Paul said, on the planet.
On the planet. Let's not hide lights under bushels here, folks.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. So, cool. Yeah, so do keep them coming. We still want to hear from you, so you can tweet us, tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. You can email us, although we have got a huge pile of emails, so we probably won't get round to any more emails than the ones we've already got. But if you want on the future, you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Was that one of those times where you said, send an email, and thought, oh no, I'm not going to look at them yet, so now I'll have to explain that they'll have to send them for next one instead of this one, and it all got a bit out of hand then, didn't it, really?
Absolutely.
Email's good, but for next week.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Cool. We're now going to go over to Stephanie in our newsroom, and we'll be back with you shortly.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
An inquest into the deaths of 30 British tourists in Tunisia has ruled that they were unlawfully killed. They died when a gunman opened fire on a beach in 2015. The coroner also branded the response by police shambolic and cowardly, while tour operator TUI has been criticised for the advice it gave to customers. Families of some of the victims have said they will be taking legal action. A man's been jailed for life for killing his ex-girlfriend and her new partner outside a Matalan store in Cardiff. Andrew Saunders stabbed Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons to death as they arrived for work last September. The court heard that he'd researched how to kill someone online. Southwark Council has been fined nearly £300,000 following a blaze at a block of flats in London in which three women and three children died. It happened in 2009. The council pleaded guilty to breaching fire safety regulations. And two people have signed up to become space tourists. They've paid an undisclosed sum to go to the moon. The mission will take place next year. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Stephanie Otte.
There's a warning that retaining a triple lock could push pension age past life expectancy. A Commons debate takes place on it later. It's after a report recommended that the pension triple lock is scrapped. The Institute for Fiscal Studies reckons that in some areas some people won't live long enough. A report is predicting that borrowing is on course to fall by £29 billion over the course of this Parliament. It's being put down to healthier than expected tax receipts. The Resolution Foundation think tank is behind the study. It's now calling on the Chancellor to use the spring budget to tackle the UK's shrinking tax base. One in five charities say they're struggling to survive. They say it's because they're finding it difficult to raise enough money to keep up with demand. Now, children in the poorest areas of the UK are at least 10 times more likely than those in the most affluent areas to become involved in the child protection system. Seven British universities have been carrying out the research into it, and they've been publishing their findings today. Feeling cold once again for Tuesday with plenty of showers around. Some of the rain could be heavy at times as well. Highs of 9. Cloudy tonight, cold again. Temperatures 2 below freezing.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. Supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews.